It's Matty Garwood for Oz Made. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night going right around the country. And one of my first interviews from last year, I was saying to her that if we actually played that back with what we're going to talk about today, it would be this evolution like Taylor Swift from country through to Reputation. Leah Nanos, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to me on Oz Made.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to be back and to speak with you. It's so cool.
How quickly does time go, eh?
Oh my gosh. I literally felt like I was like a baby yesterday. It's really weird.
Well, when it comes to your age too, you actually were the youngest participant for Eurovision Australia Decides.
Yeah, I was only 16, which is like, whoa. I was very like, oh my gosh, I'm with people that I've looked up to like so much, and I'm with them in their presence. Like, this is crazy. It's been a cool journey.
Yeah.
And now I'm nearly 18. Yeah, I'm very excited.
And it was a massive year for you last year. So you finished year 12. You brought in a couple of singles as well with Set Me Free and Don't Call Me. And you've got a brand new one this year, celebrating the brand new decade, Bad Girl.
Yeah, it's so cool. I've had so many like cool reactions. Bad Girl means so much to me, and it's just crazy. So it's been a really crazy year. I've transformed like a completely new person. I've decided I'm not going to get pushed around anymore for being naive. I'm a bad girl, and it's just going to be me. So it's a brand new era. It's a brand new start. Year 12's gone. Yay! I'm very blessed for my education, but I'm glad I could just follow my dream now. So it's been really, really good.
We would have so much more time now to focus on the music. And we've actually called you today whilst you're in the studio. So thanks for taking the time out of that. But what are you up to?
No, thank you. Well, basically, we've been writing for a couple of days. It's been nonstop from 8 to like 5:30. This really new track coming. Like, really cool. I hope you like it. A hint, I haven't said anything yet, but let's just say it's got like a J-pop, K-pop vibe.
Ah.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. But it's a very exciting time, and I really know where I want to go with my music. And yeah, I've just been working nonstop, so I'm very, very excited.
How have you grown throughout last year as an artist into what you're producing now and writing about in the studio?
Since Eurovision Show Decides, it really taught me so much, and Set Me Free was the start of my sound. I think from experiences and just taking my time to know what I want with music, if that makes sense, like what genre I am, what I want to say with my music. I really know that I want my music to be empowering and to impact people in a positive way and very honest. And Eurovision really helped with that, you know, looking at other artists in Eurovision like Christian Cosbo and some of the other artists in the competition with me. Yeah, I've grown so much as a person and a musical artist. I'm very different now.
So when it comes to that, you're in the studio writing. How is it different from creating music on your own? Now you're doing some more writing, collaborating with other people.
It's very different. I remember I wrote Bad Girl like by myself, and now today I'm with other people, and it's so awesome to work with other people that are so creative. They say things you wouldn't even think of, you know, so it's really awesome. And I collabed with a young rapper called Caleb, Don't Call Me, and I found him on Instagram. I'm like, can you like come on my song? Like, you're so good. So it's really good to collaborate and to be with other people.
So what else have you got planned for 2020?
Well, I did have a couple of travel plans. I was thinking about going to Asia, so Japan and Korea. I gave a little hint before, like K-pop, J-pop. I am going in that direction. I really love Asian culture and style and everything. So if you look at my social media, it's like that. But really just getting music out. I'm planning an EP as well, I'm hoping, and doing gigs, doing whatever I can to get to my dream. And I don't like to plan things, but I really hope I can go for another country or Australia again for Eurovision. That's a really big goal of mine for 2020 and 2021. So I hope so.
Well, it sounds like some very exciting times ahead.
Thank you. I'm very excited. You can probably hear.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your writing and recording in the studio at the moment. Leah Nanos, thanks for coming on Oz Made.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Leah Nanos, and this is my single, Bad Girl. You're listening to Oz Made.